Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. Really, it is. If you listen to the first segment, we didn't get too close to the grill, but you got to have a deck under your grill, so why not talk a little bit about that?
I don't hear any hammering in the background, so that's good.
Oh, there it is, right there.
That's a hammerhead. Yeah, so, and it's funny, we were, you know, back to the deck thing. Old boards, you know, those you put those twisted galvanized nails in back in the day.
Right.
Those darn things did not want to come out.
Right, they hold.
Holy cow. Yeah. I thought I had to re-screw everything, so I did.
Yeah, right. So anyway, little vegetables. Let's talk about that. The rest of the show, we're going to try to stay off the deck and into the garden.
So it's a Grillin' Guys deck show with no meat.
And no grilling.
And
so
no grilling so far. No. All right.
But you have to have a good deck to grill.
Right. Yeah, right. You know, every good plan needs a foundation, right? So here we go.
Grilled baby vegetables, if you have a grilling basket in particular for vegetables, it's very nice to have different trays and buckets and screened items you can put on your grill to put your veggies in. They don't drop through the grates and all these things, but zucchini, yellow squash, young carrots, small sweet onions, mushrooms, cherry tomatoes. When you marinate the mushrooms in particular and the squash, and the onion, you throw them in the basket and grill them up. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot to do with the green, the yellow, the orange, the red. You know,
it's pretty.
The brown mushroom. I mean, it. You always say you eat with your eyes first, and this will. That little medley will definitely tempt you to take a bite.
So, and I agree, holy, what kind of a marinade do you usually use on a baby vegetable mix like that?
Ash, you know, I think vinegar and oil with whatever you want to put in it, it's just a great. The one I did the other night, I used my new favorite from Old World. It's the rosé.
That's a balsamic.
Yep, and I used the Herbes de Provence oil, so it's kind of a little bit of an herbal scented oil with that nice rosé vinegar. And I'll tell you what, it's sweet. It's wonderful. It's not so sweet that it's real sugary and it burns anything.
Right. So when you're cooking your baby vegetables, when you've got a basket, your vegetables are not sitting on the grilling surface. You're not getting char lines unless you let your basket heat up. And that's where I wanted to go, is that don't just throw your vegetables in a basket and throw the thing on the grill. Let the basket get a little bit hot before you put your vegetables in it, because then you get a little sear mark. And again, it's that it gives it a little different texture in my world, plus a little bit of color.
And well, the other thing is you got to let it set there long enough so that it does char a bit.
Right.
And then you just shake it like Jiffy Pop. You know, you just lift it up and you shake it. And it's so easy.
Use tongs or a glove, though, because that basket will get hot.
Yeah, you want to have a glove on.
Right.
The handle does definitely leave a mark.
Yeah.
If you don't have enough already.
Right, yeah, I got marks from that. Yeah. I mean, you learn that hard way first time, and then you don't do it again.
I thought it was pretty easy.
Right, yeah. It's pretty easy to be that dumb. I know I did it.
So grilled fruit is something we like to mess around with. Mm-hmm. And I remember years ago you were talking about grilling watermelon.
Right, and that's an interesting one because you need a really hot grill to do that because – watermelon.
You tried it on the cold grill.
Well, no, I tried it on a medium grill. And what you're really trying to do is there's natural sugars in watermelon, and you're trying to get a little bit of it to caramelize on the surface. If you leave the watermelon on too long, it sucks all the water out of it, and then it's weird. I mean, I don't know. It's just weird.
No, you're right.
So what you want to do is a really hot grill, and you put it on there. And a thick slice, like an inch thick, so you can handle it with tongs. And you just want to flip it one time, because if you handle it too much, it'll fall apart. But put it on there once. You're going to get some nice grill marks when the grill's fresh and hot. And then flip it over maybe a minute or two on either side, because all you're trying to do is get some marks on it.
Warm it up a little bit.
But it caramelizes a little bit, and it's just a different texture on the watermelon.
Well, it's back to presentation, too.
Yeah.
It looks really cool.
Yep.
You put it on a plate, and then, you know, maybe you have some peaches, leave the skin on, pit them, have them, and then you put those same thing, meat side down, the cut side down.
No meat, no, the fruit side down. This is a no meat show.
Sorry.
Don't go there.
But it does the same thing. You get those nice marks.
Right.
And then pineapple rings. you can actually have better luck with fresh pineapple than you. It's not, you can use canned pineapple rings if you want
right.
to.
But it's kind of like they've been marinating and they're a little bit soft.
Too sweet.
With the fresh one, you know, you got to core it, but if you got a tool that does that, that's great. But, you know, you can take the core out with a knife either way, but you want a horizontal slice across that pineapple. And then you could leave the core in it until you're done grilling it, too, and that would hold it together. You don't have a loop then, and you just cut it out before you serve it. Either way,
or leave it on while you serve it.
Yep.
Just watch the reaction.
Right, yeah. What's that hardcore in the middle? Hardcore vegetable griller. Let me go back to the peaches, because I've got a variation that I've done in the past, literally, and it works. Okay? My family loves pistachios, right? The nut, and they come salted. And they're in the shell, so when we get them, I suppose you can buy them out of the shell if you're all about that. But shell a handful of those and just take a knife and put a coarse chop on them. Bust them up a little bit. And then when you're grilling that peach, when you're maybe it's been on the fruit side down, you turn it over, now the fruit side's up.
So you're grilling it on the skin.
On the skin now. Take a little bit of orange blossom honey and drizzle on it, and then put those pistachios on there. Shut your grill off and leave the lid down. Give it 3 or 4 minutes just for that honey to heat up from the peach. Oh, my gosh, that sweet, salty combination and a little bit of crunch with that. It's a fantastic, easy recipe. You're going to blow your friends away when you come out with a grilled peach, first of all, because not a lot of people do it. But secondly, with a little honey and that salty pistachio on there.
Orange crazy. Blossom honey.
Yeah, crazy good. Just gives a little feel, little flavor.
So if you don't have that, any
honey would work, but the orange blossom, you know, you can taste it.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
Oh, really? You can buy it in the store. I mean, it's obviously not from Michigan. There's a lot of Michigan honey, and that would work too. So it doesn't matter. But anyway, yeah, the peaches, that's a good recipe.
We're big on... my wife has a machine that cores and peels apples.
Yep, I have one of those too.
I don't believe in peeling them.
Okay.
I think you're better off with the peel, especially if you're going to grill slices. But if you can core an apple with that device, and you can, just cut it into steaks the same way. It's going to look like a pineapple ring.
Right.
And apples are fantastic. Now, what I would probably want to do is have a little melted butter to brush on them,
mm-hmm.
because apple and butter just goes well. And then you could have a little cinnamon brown sugar you sprinkled on at the last second as you shut the lid, like you were talking about.
Right.
And, I mean, you don't need the pie crust and all the extra sugar and all that stuff. If you start serving healthy things like this, I mean, goodness sakes, we all want to be healthy and get healthy.
Yeah,
lose weight.
Is your apple core and peeler one of those that like sticks on the countertop?
Oh yeah,
and you
everybody's
turn it?
Got the. Yeah, I don't think there's. I think there's only right. one type.
Yeah, and you can hold that blade back so it doesn't take the skin off.
Right.
But it'll still go through the end and
right.
core it out. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and
that's a cool.
My
that's
wife
a cool
loves
device.
Hers, and she's a big apple pie maker, so that helps her. In that process.
For the barbecues, if people want a dessert, Lisa, not me, my wife Lisa makes an apple cinnamon cobbler, caramel apple cobbler, she calls it. Oh, my goodness, is that fantastic. But, again, we leave the skin on those and just use the machine to take the core out, and it's a pretty cool deal.
So it makes it really healthy.
Yeah. But anyway, hey, we made it through without talking about any meat, and we almost put it on a peach, but we didn't. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.